Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to thank you for your endless efforts you've extended on moving us towards consensus on the final report of the work of the CD of this year. And it seems to me that we've finally reached the finish line. So I hope that we will be able to adopt this report later this afternoon. But in addition, Mr. President, I'm taking the floor to speak on the recent use of a chemical weapons agent in the Russian Federation. The poisoning of Alexei Navalny with a nerve agent of the Novichok group constitutes a grave violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention. The analysis of samples taken from Alexei Navalny that was carried out by a specialized laboratory of the German armed forces proved beyond any doubt that Mr. Navalny had been poisoned with a nerve agent of the Novichok group. We therefore immediately informed the OPCW about the findings with a letter directed to the Director General, Ambassador Arias. The OPCW has also taken samples of Mr. Navalny and is currently analyzing them through the organization's designated laboratories network. In the meantime, Mr. Chairman, our partners, France and Sweden, have already independently confirmed the German findings through analyses in their own specialized laboratories. My government has condemned this attack on Mr. Navalny in the strongest possible terms. Many states, as well as the EU and NATO, have joined us in this reaction. I would also like to recall the joint press statement by the foreign ministers of France and Germany, dated 4 September 2020, in which they reaffirm that any use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and contravenes international norms, and call upon the Russian authorities to guarantee the exercise of the fundamental civil and political rights of their population. My government continues to call upon Russia to disclose to the international community the circumstances of the use of a chemical weapon on its territory that has gravely violated international law. The perpetrators must be held to account. We call upon Russia to work with the OPCW to provide full transparency. In closing, Mr. President, I would like to request that this statement be made an official document of the Conference on Disarmament. Thank you, Mr. President.